Hey, we're back, everybody. As promised, our special guest today is a practicing OBGYN for over two decades. She's Dr. Jackie from Bravo's hit show, Married to Medicine. Now, she has a book out, everybody, that we've been discussing this morning, and it's appropriately entitled Queen V. Mm-hmm. And it's a guide to help women have a happy and healthy vagina. Let's find out more. It's what we've been doing. I want to just say on a personal note that I've dedicated a large part of my adult life to this very, for this book.
In the book, The Queen V, which is in stores now, you outline five distinct vaginal personalities. So let's go through them real quick, okay? They are the sanctified snap.
We're going to keep them daytime. We're going to keep them daytime.
Yes, ma'am.
So, clinical, all the way. Yes, yes. So we have, and when I talk about personalities, I'm not talking about a true personality. It's how you respond to feminine and sexual health. Okay. And so if I asked you a question, you would have the Virgin Mary, who's probably not going to talk much at all about her feminine or sexual health at all. And then, you know, we have a sanctified lady part. And she's the type who may whisper in the room, real religious about it, and doesn't really want to share much about it. She's kind-hearted and reserved, but she's not going to say too much.
But
and
then Lord you have mercy, though.
Meet me at and the married. And Mary Jane, she's your everyday girl.
Hello.
Who's gonna probably say, yes, she's going to probably say very, you know. Well, dependent, classy, idealistic when she talks about it. And then there's your notorious VAG. Been there, done that all the time. Mile high, rooftop, hotel, after dark, in the park. And so these are the personalities that I use throughout the book to kind of talk about how each woman or each personality would respond to a different topic.
Sanctified thing, the Virgin Mary thing, the Mary Jane thing, the C. Chondriac, and the notorious VAG.
And so I give a test in the book to see where you fall, but what you do realize that you may be a little bit of this and a whole lot of that.
I've seen myself.
And then, crazy enough, your personality may change based on the person you're hanging out with. If you change partners, you may become more of a notorious VAG. If you're hanging out with the Deacon Def Jam,
hello,
you might be more.
Come on here, girl.
You better listen to this radio show, Dr. Jackie. You better listen.
Go ahead, Sister Jackie. I'm right here.
You may be more of a sanctified snatch where you're afraid to, I mean, sanctified lady part where you're more.
You said it right the first time. You sure did.
That you're less likely to talk about it out loud.
Okay. Well, I do want to thank you for the book. We have to get a little more serious now, though, Dr. Jackie. You're a two-time breast cancer survivor.
Woohoo! Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Wow. All praises to God. And you talk a lot about your journey to healing and self-empowerment in the Queen V. How important is your diet for vaginal and breast health?
Super important, because there are things that you can eat again, eat, Shirley, and you will notice them again. For example, there are certain women who don't break down certain oils in fish. And so if you have a nice fish sandwich, you may notice it again when you go to the bathroom. And so I gave some tips on things you could eat that would make the queen be very happy. You know, pineapples, sunflower seeds, strawberries. And these are things that keep the queen very fresh.
All right.
Yeah.
I love that.
Fresh, so,
fresh fruit.
You know,
wow, orchard time. Stop.
In the serious part of the show, fools.
I know.
Yeah, why are you all talking right now? It's about the queen bee.
Hey, hold on, Dr. Jackie. Hold on for a second. We'll be right back, everybody, with more from Dr. Jackie Walters.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.